A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Ayin Vav, Nedarim 76b, pagination is 152, on the fourth line, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. Hafaras Nedarim Kol Hayom, the ability of a father or husband to negate the woman's vow exists the entire day until nighttime. Yesh bedavar lahakel ulahachmir. Sometimes this is lenient, so to speak. There's a significant amount of time that's allotted for him to negate. And sometimes it's lahachmir. It's a very short period of time, and he really doesn't have much time in order to effectuate this act of negating the vow. Ketzad, how does this play out? Nadra belele Shabbos, if she makes a vow and it's the night of Shabbos, Friday night, yofer belele Shabbos, he has the entire night to do it, uve yom haShabbos, and the day of Shabbos, ad shetechshach, until it gets nighttime. Nadra im chashecha, but if she makes the vow as it's getting night, few minutes before, so then he only has a few minutes in order to negate it. Shem chashcha v'lo hefer eina yachal lahafer, because once it's dark and he didn't, he no longer can negate it. So this is all based on the concept of biyom shamo, on the day that he hears of the vow. And the Mishnah is presenting it as if he hears it at the time that she makes the neder. You'll have to adjust it accordingly if he doesn't hear it until a different day. So then when he hears it, did he hear it close to nighttime, or did he hear it after the previous nighttime and he has the entire day in order to effectuate such an act? Now, the Mishnah chose a case of Shabbos, and that's something that's going to come up on the next daf, where the Mishnah was agav urche kamash malon, by the way, telling us that there's such a thing as doing this hafara on Shabbos, because if he misses it, it will no longer be biyom shamo, on the day that he heard of the vow, and therefore he's going to be allowed to do this hafara on Shabbos, albeit with certain considerations of how he goes about doing it. The Gemara introduces an opposing opinion, which is that not only are you allowed to negate the vow on that calendar day, but you're actually entitled to negate the vow me'es la'es for a full 24-hour period. Now, we encountered this concept of 24-hour period. We encountered it in Parshas Mishpatim regarding the Adon, the master, who damaged his slave. And depending on what happens in the next 24 hours, Achim Yom O Yomayim Yukom, if he will exist for a day or 2 days. And Chazal tell us it means a day that is like 2 days, meaning a me'es la'es, a 24-hour day, which comprises part of today and part of tomorrow. Likewise, we have such a discussion when we talk about a woman who gives birth and she's considered in a semi-crisis for the first 3 days, or she's still considered ill for the first 7 days after the birth. Do we count those days as calendar days, and the partial day that it began on counts as a day? Or does it count me'es la'es, 24-hour days, which would cause her, if she, for example, gives birth on a Wednesday afternoon? So one calculation would give you Wednesday as day one, Thursday as day two, Friday as day three, And the other calculation will give you Wednesday to Thursday afternoon as day one, Thursday afternoon to Friday afternoon as day two, and Friday afternoon to Shabbos afternoon as day three. She's still within the first 3 days in terms of warming up food for her, cooking food for her on Shabbos. She's still within her first 3 days if you calculate it as Me'es La'es. Likewise for Yom Kippur, for fasting. How long is do we calculate these allocated number of days, threes and seven? This is all included in this topic of how long will the husband or father have in order to negate the vow. So the Gemara tells us, Tanya, we learned, Aforas Nedarim Kol Hayom. You could do Afara the entire day. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Amru. The dissenting opinion that we're introducing over here is Me'es La'es, from that time to that time the next day, meaning a 24-hour period. My time at the Tanakama, what's the reasoning for the way we paskin that it's just till the day expires and it's not 24 hours? Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, B'yom Shama'o, on the day that he will hear, and that's all he's entitled to negate it. For Rabbanan my Tamayu, and why does the other opinion argue? Dichsiv mi yom el yom, because it says from day to day. Ulatana kama, dichsiv mi yom el yom, the way we paskin. So why does the Pasuk say from day to day if it's only till the end of today? It's terich, it's necessary. Di'i biyom shamo, because if it's said only the day of hearing, hava amina, I would have thought be mama in belel yolo, that you could only negate it during the day hours and not during the night hours. Kisiv miyom el yom, as the Ran explains, demashma misof yom shalafnei shemiya, from the day that has passed, at sof yom shal shemiya, until the end of the current day. Meaning, it could be as much as a 24-hour type period, depending on when she made the vow. But it's generally not going to be a 24-hour period. It doesn't have to be a 24-hour period. It just lets you know that at night is also eligible. The night hours are also eligible for hafara. The Gemara tells us, 4 lines from the bottom, Amar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rab Yishua ben Levi, in halacha ka'osa hazug, we do not paskin like those Tanoim who said that it's a full 24 hour from the time today to the same time tomorrow. We don't paskin like that, and that's indeed how it's codified in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed Daled Chaf Aleph, Eino av mefer nidre vito velo habal nidre ishto, ela biyom sham'am, only on the day that they hear. V'dafka kol hayom, they have the entire day that they hear. Velo me'es la'es, and not the 24-hour period. Back in the Gemara, Levi Savel Mevad Kahani Tanoi, Levi thought to approach this like that opinion of 24 hours. Omar le Rav, Hochi Omar Chavivi, so did my uncle Rav Chia teach. Ein halacha ka'oso hazug. We remember that opinion, but we don't paskin like it. We don't paskin like the opinion of 24 hours. Now the next line of the Gemara is quite fascinating in that it can be learned in two different ways. The Gemara says, Chia bar Rav, Shadi Gira Ubadik. Chia Barav shot or placed an arrow and checked. It had some significance. The second statement, Rabba Barav Huna Yosiv Vikoim. Rabba Barav Huna sat down and stood up. The Rush learns that one approach to these words is that it's a continuation of our Gemara, in which there were opinions who held that it's a 24-hour period, and therefore, what Chiya Bar Rav did was that he placed an arrow in the wall or wherever at a certain time, at the time of day that the vow was made or was heard by the husband. And the idea was that he didn't want to negate the vow immediately because he wanted the woman to stew on it a little bit, probably so that she shouldn't think that vows are nothing and big deal, the husband will take care of it. He wanted her to contemplate and not be so frequent in making these vows. So he made a mark so that he would know to make sure to annul the vow before the shadow would reach that point on the wall the next day. And he was holding that you had 24 hours in order to negate the vow. Likewise, according to the Rush, Rabba Bar Rav Huna was sitting down, standing up. He was checking the height of his shadow. And once he was familiar with the height of his shadow, he would know when the next day he would have to negate the vow before that time, before the shadow reached that point. The other approach, which is presented by the Ran, is that this statement here, these two cases, have nothing to do with the previous discussion. We have paskin that shaila. That shaila is over. We do not follow 24 hours. We only follow the day of hearing. These two cases are flowing into the new Gemara, which is that depending on what a Talmud Chacham is responsible to do to annul a vow, Hatoras Nedarim, we're talking about Tamidei Chachamim now, we're not referring to them in their capacity as husbands, but as Tamidei Chachamim, how much do they have to pay attention in order to annul a vow? Says the Ran, Chiya Bar Rav was shooting arrows. I guess it was Bein Hazmanim. He was on vacation. He was shooting arrows. It was a sport. Wants to see if he could hit the target. And while he was doing this, he was able to do Hataras Nedarim for somebody because he's holding that Hataras Nedarim does not need contemplation. Likewise, Rabba Bar Rav Huna was sitting, it made no difference to him. You could catch him on the fly, and he was able to do Hataras Nedarim, two very different approaches to these two statements in our Gemara. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.